We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. That's right, Houston. We got a show to do. Players only. Rick Kamla's out today. Cecil Shorts III and Wade Smith are in the studio with yours truly, Clint Sterner. And we got a running back to talk about, fellas.
Oh,
Duke
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Johnson
oh, yeah.
was in pads today on the turf, not watching, not just getting mental reps, but he was wearing the number 27, and he was getting reps, splitting reps with Lamar Miller behind number 4.
Yeah.
And he looked good. Cecil, did you get a chance to get your eyes on 27 today at any point in time?
Absolutely. He looked really good, especially being here, I guess, a little bit over, 11 days now, and he picked up the offense pretty well. It was no hand gestures or any type of body language that said that he was confused. He looked quick. He looked decisive. He made, and that's the biggest thing when it comes to route running, make a decision. Even if it's the wrong decision, make the decision so the quarterback knows where you're going.
Yeah.
If you're indecisive and stuff like that happens, the quarterback's like, what you doing? But he looked good out there, caught the ball, got upfield. And the good thing about him this week is, and we talked about it, it's a dress rehearsal for the week. So they're preparing like it's a game. So today it was an install. Today was an overall install. Tomorrow would be like a third down install, and Friday would be like a red zone install type thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's easier to learn for Duke rather than, you guys know, a training camp install where every day you're just piling up days, piling. So this is a good week for him. And I expect him to get a good amount of reps coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, let's hear what Bill O'Brien had to say today after practice, after 27 was on the field for the first time.
It's great to have him out here. He's a good addition to the team, good in the passing game, good runner, had some good plays today. Good to have him out there. He's a very instinctive player, good hands, good route runner, does a good job.
Bill O'Brien was not in a good mood today. For the record, that is a very pissed off and agitated Bill O'Brien. I don't know what happened. I mean, he may be tired of us asking questions, but today he was clearly pissed off today. But hey, to each their own, man. Everybody can have a bad day if they want to. Here's the deal. I was talking to Wade before the show, and what stood out to me was, one, they've wasted no time getting even involved with the ones.
Oh, yeah.
And he took a handoff off a left tackle at one point. And a lot of players, which it's hard to wrap your head around, some players just don't get this, but a lot of players you see, Lamar Miller, right now when you watch practice, what separates Lamar Miller from the other guys is there's a burst, there's twitch, there's a different explosion there at the end of a run or through a hole. It's noticeable when you watch practice. And I did not expect to see that from a guy, Wade, that was supposed to have a bad hamstring coming in here. I expected a guy to maybe even wait till New Orleans week to learn the playbook and come out fresh. What I saw today was a Lamar Miller-esque burst through the hole and to finish a run, and that tells me this dude's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, the good thing about Duke Johnson is, like, he might miss practice, and you see when he first came to the Texans, he missed, you know, a few days of practice getting his hamstring right. But once it comes to playing actual games and being there for the regular season, he doesn't miss games.
He's
super dependable when it comes to actually playing games. And so the fact that he is ready to go at this point, it just gives him that much more of an advantage and a head start on picking up the offense and being ready to go 100% as far as mentally when the season starts. And I think that is a big key and a big factor to the success of what the Texans offense does this year.
Yeah, Cecil, clear this up for us, man, because, I mean, I think when you talk about Duke Johnson, I think since 2015, I think it's when he came in the league, he's got 2,174 yards.
Yeah, most by any running back.
Don't check me on that number. I may be off 5 or 6 yards. But nonetheless, he's got more yards since he came in the league than any other running back. And I think those numbers can be deceptive and almost – earn him a reputation that he probably doesn't like. I think the guy's a three-down back. I think he's a legitimate three-down back. I think he's a legitimate complement to Lamar Miller, first through third down.
Yep.
Clearly, he's got a skill set that allows him to catch the rock out of the out of the backfield. I mean, clear up for us a little bit about you being a Cleveland Browns fan. You've obviously watched Duke probably a little bit closer. I mean, who in the hell would have watched the Browns other than a tried and true fan over the last year?
Hey, be careful now, brother. Be careful. Hey, 11-5, 12-4 this year.
Sound like fighting words.
I tell you what, between Tricky Ricky claiming the Texans going to win 12 and you giving the damn Browns all that love, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, I mean, no, seriously, I mean, nobody's watched them more closely than you. I mean, what does Duke Johnson bring to the table for the Texans now that we know he's in uniform, Nehemi is healthy, and he's rocking and rolling? What's he bring to the table?
To be honest, I think he's a capable starting running back in the league. So now you have two starting running backs back there. Now, is he a every down back? I think so. And if the situation he was in Cleveland, he was the number two or number three back. So they used him in the slot. They used him out wide. They used him in that way because of the situation he was in. But he can not only run the ball in between the tackles, he can go outside. But in the course, he's just outstanding in the passing game. He's like a slot receiver. So if anything happens to Kiki or DeAndre, he's going to be that guy in the slot, and you're not going to miss a beat at all.
Right. Let me ask you all this. I mean, there's a lot of players, and you can start at the top with Duke Johnson, and you can work your way down and give me any name in the middle. You can work your way down all the way to the Colin Gillespie kid that's a seventh-round draft pick. I think he's a lock to make the team, and I think he's a guy that this coaching staff can get very creative with how they use him, and there's multiple guys like that. I mean, once Kiki QT comes back, Carter's that way. He's obviously the returner, but he's a guy. Do you do a lot of 10 personnel and go double slots and have some two monsters in a slot? I mean, there's so many guys on this roster that are going to allow this coaching staff to be creative. Do you guys feel like that's in the plan? Do you feel like that's important? Do you feel like they're going to be able to get that accomplished, you know, before midseason? Do they come out of the chutes with some impressive packages?
I wouldn't be surprised if week one you see a package of the itty-bitty committee where you got DeAndre on one side, Duke on one side, and then you got Kiki on the other. Like, it's ways, and Bill O'Brien is so creative at times. So he'll find ways to get everybody involved, get different people the ball, and the more you bring at a defense, the more unpredictable you become. If that makes sense.
Yeah, hell yeah, it does. It
so
makes a lot of
they'll,
sense.
They'll have
QB,
tons of
baby.
Packages in different ways for the guys.
I think you look at it like this. Bill O'Brien has always talked about being a game plan offense, and there's going to be certain weeks where he's going to be a three tight end offense, and he's going to utilize the fact that I got Jordan Thomas, I got Jordan Akins, I got Darren Fells. And then the next week is going to be a 10 game where you're going to have I'm going to get my slot receivers work. So that means DeAndre Carter and Kiki QT is going to eat. You know what I mean? He's got the versatility with the amount of skilled players that are very, very – they create mismatches all over the field.
Yeah.
So from game to game, it's going to switch. There's going to be certain games where, you know, between Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson, they're going to mess around and have 50 carries. You know what I mean? That's the cool thing about it. When you look at the amount of skilled players and the different things that they bring to the table, I feel like there's no way that this offense is not going to be a top 10 offense if the offensive line can hold up its end of the
bargain. Is it possible, Cecil, that the reason maybe we didn't see a lot of it last year is because the youth at tight end, the guys that were one, injuries, obviously.
Yeah.
Two, the tight ends, the guys that were capable of being versatile enough or being packaged to give the offense an advantage, they were really young. I mean, is it possible that we see more variety because those guys are a little bit older and some guys are healthy?
Absolutely. I think last year you were limited. Offensive line wasn't that good. Young tight ends and then injuries, like you said. But this year, if everybody's healthy, it shouldn't be no excuse. And then I think Wade, you hit on the nail on the head. It's a matchup game. So each and every week, it depends what they're weak at. And they're going to attack whatever they're weak at. So some games you're going to see Duke with 7-8 catches. Some games you're going to see Lamar and Duke with, you know, like you said, 50 carries or whatever the case may be. But they're going to find the matchup and they're going to exploit it.
Yep.
And then when they do exploit it, guess what? Now it goes back to running our regular offense as scheduled. So it's so many ways and so many things you can hit them with. But this year, it shouldn't be no excuse if everybody stays healthy.
And not to make excuses for Bill O'Brien and the play calling that was last year. I've been extremely critical of it. But to me, that's no excuse. You get paid a boatload of money in the league as a coach to overcome these kind of things. But let's be completely honest is when you're talking about – because the one thing we didn't mention just then was that Deshaun Watson was coming off of an injury. So you got a quarterback that had started six games in the league. He's injured. He's spending most of his time in the training room. And then your receivers go down. You got all this youth across the board at tight end. Your backup running back is Foreman, who, again, he gets injured. So the ability, again, I think the coaches should overcome it, should have overcame it, and should overcome it this year. But at the end of the day, the handcuffs were tightened down on the ability to be flexible last year and show different packages and get creative in the game plan. But there's no doubt about it. Duke Johnson brings – It's almost like he puts pressure on this coaching staff to say, now everybody in the league's going, you better have this dude a package right here. What I mean, for the sake of time here, real quick, we got the Texans are going to the Cowboys Saturday. How much right. do we really expect to see Duke Johnson?
I think he'll play a good amount. I think he'll play at least the first. I'll put it this way: he'll play the first two or three series.
Nice.
And then he'll be out of there.
I would look to Duke. I don't think he would start the game. I think, you know, Lamar would start this game, and I give Duke a series or two, and then he'd be done for the game. I don't expect to see Duke Johnson out there, you know, past the second or third quarter. It just depends on how many times they get the ball early in the ball game. But I do think you're going to see Duke Johnson out there. I think you're going to see, you know, guys like DeAndre Carter playing the majority of the game. But Duke Johnson, I think we're going to see a bit of him. And hopefully he can, you know, get his feet wet and get used to, you know, what's going on here with the Houston Texans.
I'm telling all the starters, everybody, you got one half, you're going to have a ball cap on standing next to me, and I'm Bill O'Brien. You're going to have a ball cap standing on the sideline next to me. And nobody's playing in the second half, but you better bring it all in the first half, and let's see if we can't put this thing together.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.